Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jerry Royster. Batting second, the shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting third, the right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Doyle Alexander. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Doyle Alexander. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill North. Batting second, the left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth, the catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Alan Ripley. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Alan Ripley. And now, play ball. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a line drive into center field. North picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on North. Royster moves to second. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez bunts towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. Royster moves to third. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner takes first base on ball four. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball four. Horner moves to second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard takes first base on ball four. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to second. Tom Griffin now pitching. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. LeMaster fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Royster strikes out. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. Evans steals second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a pop-up towards third. Horner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horner strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chambliss. The throw from May and he is safe. Chambliss steals second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Murphy strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Benedict hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Royster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Braves. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Horner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Chambliss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey is called out on strikes. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benedict hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Max Venable pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Venable for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Max Venable now playing left field. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alexander for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ivy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews, who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark scores. One out. It's 5-1, Braves. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. May reaches second base with a double. Mike Ivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive. Murphy throws the ball into Horner, who tags Stennett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. May scores. It's 5-2, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Lumpinch runs for Bob Horner. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lum moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Chambliss is walked intentionally. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Murphy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Venable. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Lum scores. Chambliss moves to third. It's 6-2, Braves. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a line drive into right field. Clark picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clark. Chambliss scores. Murphy scores. It's 8-2, Braves. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Benedict takes first base on ball 4. Hubbard moves to second. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Royster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Royster now playing third base. Mike Lum now playing left field. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0 for 1 in the game. Venable strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. North moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Rowland now pitching. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 3 in the game. Ivey hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.